This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Brad Smith, attorney at law of the Ken Nunn Law Group, address on file. Dear Mr. Smith, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Catherine Palmer, please note the following medical letter. The first name is C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E. Last name is Palmer, P-A-L-M-E-R. On March 7th, 2023, I performed an independent medical evaluation period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, including the accident report, comma, several hospital records, comma, physical therapy records, comma, and other medical records, period. This independent medical evaluation was performed after review of the written medical records, period. A physical examination was unable to be performed, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient was the driver of her vehicle when she was involved in a rear-end type accident, period. Three vehicles were involved, period. The patient's vehicle was stopped waiting to turn left into a church parking lot when she was hit from the rear by a second vehicle, period. The second vehicle was stopped and was rear-ended by a third vehicle, period. The impact of the first strike pushed the middle vehicle into the patient's rear end, period. The patient suffered pain to her neck, right shoulder, and right knee with contusions, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment was that day the patient was seen in the emergency room, period. She was actually seen in the emergency room on at least a couple occasions, period. She was treated by her PCP as well as physical therapy and a specialist, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for cardiovascular disease, comma, COPD, comma, diabetes mellitus, comma, GERD, comma, and hypertension, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history is positive for a cholecystectomy and a lymph node removal of the right leg, period. New paragraph. Medications include simvastatin, comma, Januvia, comma, Brioleptica, comma, citalopram, comma, famotidine, comma, hydrochlorothiazide, comma, ibuprofen, comma, loratadine, comma, meclizine, comma, nitroglycerin, comma, and Ventolin HFA inhaler, period. New paragraph under allergies, allergic to lisinopril. New paragraph. Family history is positive for aneurysms. New paragraph. Social history. Patient never smoked, does not consume much alcohol, period. New paragraph. Upon a review of medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent findings, period. Emergency room records dated November 26, 2019 states that the patient presents status post MVA that occurred approximately 1 hour prior to arrival, period. Patient was getting ready to turn when she was rear-ended by another vehicle in town, period. There is minimal damage to patient's car, period. Patient was restrained driver, but did complain of right-sided neck slash shoulder and knee pain, period. Neck shoulder discomfort described as an 8, constant and localized, period. There is more pain with movement and decrease with immobilization, period. The patient did not have loss of consciousness, dizziness, weakness, tingling, numbness, back, chest, slash, abdominal pain, blurred vision, or altered mental status, period. On physical examination, there were abnormalities, including mild tenderness to palpation of the lateral lower paracervical area and upper shoulder area, period. In the extremities, there was mild tenderness slash swelling slash contusion of the knee, period. Their diagnoses of cervical strain and contusion of the knee. They wrote a prescription for the muscle relaxer Flexoril, period. Records from St. Vincent's Clay Hospital, rehab services initial evaluation, states patient was involved in MVA, was rear-ended, complained of ongoing neck slash upper back pain, period. On examination, there was abnormalities with range of motion in the cervical area, as well as palpable tenderness. This was done March 17, 2020. Records from St. Vincent's Medical Group in Brazil discussion of ongoing neck pain, status post MVC of November 26, 2019. Patient failed conservative treatment and requests an MRI. On physical examination of the neck, there was abnormalities noted with tenderness and pain with motion. There was tenderness in post to the posterior cervical spine to the mid-shoulder blades, period. Their assessment was pain to the cervical spine. Patient failed conservative treatment, has had physical therapy for last several weeks with minimal improvement, dash still having pain. They ordered an MRI of the cervical area, and their diagnosis was cervical algia, C-E-R-V-I-C-A-L-G-I-A. Records from St. Vincent's Hospital and Health Services, December 7th, 2019, x-ray examination of the cervical spine, impression, mild degenerative disc disease at C5-6. Also at St. Vincent's Hospital, MRI of the right knee, December 7th, 2019, impression 1. I'm sorry, not MRI, the x-rays. This is x-ray report of the right knee. The indication was right knee pain, motor vehicle accident. Impression 1, no acute process. 2, mild degenerative osteoarthritis, period. Report from St. Vincent's Hospital and Health Services, May 13th, 2019, was an MRI of the right lower extremity. Indication is history of motor vehicle accident, November of 2019. Comparison to knee radiographs, December 7th, 2019. Their impression is 1, mild medial femoro-tibial compartment osteoarthritis, 2, patellofemoral and lateral femoral condylar, C-O-N-D-Y-L-A-R, condylar chondromalacia is described, period. Number 3, the menisci, cruciate and collateral ligaments appear intact, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records, I have found that all her treatment, as I have outlined above, and that she has sustained as a result of the auto accident of November 26, 2019, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, cervical trauma, comma, strain, comma, and pain. Number two, right shoulder trauma, comma, strain, comma, and pain. Number three, right knee trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, and contusions, period. The above three diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile in question of November 26, 2019, period. New paragraph. As a result of these injuries, it does appear that the patient does have a permanent impairment as a result of the injuries sustained of the November 26, 2019 automobile accident, period. As a patient ages, you will be much more susceptible to significant arthritis in the cervical and knee regions, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient will need ongoing medications, both anti-inflammatory and analgesics, of an over-the-counter nature at an estimated cost of $95 a month for the remainder of her life, period. The patient can benefit by a knee brace at an estimated cost of $150 that would need to be replaced every 2 years, period. The patient can benefit by some additional injections in the cervical and perhaps the right knee region at an estimated cost of approximately $3,000, period. As a patient ages, you will be much more susceptible to requiring a right knee replacement surgery, and this was exacerbated by this automobile accident of November 26 of 2019, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient medical records, and I have not performed a physical examination, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. The patient gave me oral informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.